Imagine your nervous system as a finely tuned instrument designed not for independence, but for harmonizing with others. Despite our cultural obsession with self-reliance, humans are fundamentally interdependent creatures. When we form romantic partnerships, we create what might be called a two-person psychological system, where partners become biologically intertwined. This isn't poetic metaphor. Research shows that couples' heart rates, breathing patterns, and even brain waves synchronize during interactions. Long-term partners often finish each other's sentences and develop mirrored body language without conscious effort. This biological reality explains why relationship conflicts feel so threatening. When your partner seems distant or dismissive, your brain doesn't register a minor annoyance. It perceives a survival threat. Your primitive brain areas activate, triggering fight, flight, freeze responses that override rational thinking. That's why disagreements about household chores can escalate into major conflicts. Your survival brain has taken control. The solution lies in creating relationship structures that protect both partners' sense of safety. Rather than focusing solely on communication techniques that often fail under stress, successful relationships establish clear guardrails, explicit agreements about how partners will treat each other regardless of circumstances. These include principles like, we put our relationship first, and we protect each other in public and private. These aren't just nice ideas, but essential structures that prevent relationship deterioration when stress inevitably occurs. Have you ever wondered why you and your partner can experience the same conversation so differently? Our brains operate through a memory state perception loop, where emotional states influence memory access, which then shapes our perception of reality. When angry, we automatically recall other conflicts, making reconciliation more difficult. Memory is inherently unreliable, continuously altered by our current emotional state. This explains why angry partners focus on past conflicts, while content partners remember happy moments. Our emotional state directly shapes how we perceive our partner. Most arguments, regardless of their surface topic, stem from feeling threatened. This threat perception is a primary cause of relationship distress. Due to our evolutionary negativity bias, threatening interactions have outsized power to damage relationships. Research indicates couples need about 5 positive interactions to offset 1 negative exchange. The solution lies in leading with relief, approaching issues with kindness before attempting resolution. Maintain eye contact while staying aware of bodily tension. Quick repair is crucial. Relationship-oriented people prioritize connection over being right. Effective repair includes acknowledging mistakes, providing assurance against future missteps, and showing genuine understanding of impact. Thirds, any external element that diverts attention from the relationship can create significant challenges between partners. These include friends, exes, parents, children, jobs, or addictions. The issue lies not in the thirds themselves, but in how couples handle them. When one partner expresses concern about a third, it deserves serious consideration. Common problematic thirds include undisclosed friendships with exes, addictions that replace human connection, children displacing the couple's relationship, boundary issues with in-laws, and electronic devices causing divided attention. Relationships often fail without 3 essential elements: shared purpose, vision, and principles of governance. These create the framework for lasting partnerships. Shared purpose is the daily together statement that anchors couples through challenges. Shared vision defines their joint direction, while principles of governance are core agreements protecting both partners and the relationship. Without these elements, couples risk falling back into individual patterns or dysfunctional family of origin dynamics. When was the last time you were fully present with your partner? No devices, just genuine connection. Many couples create separate worlds while physically together, abandoning primary intersubjectivity, distraction-free togetherness, and joint attention for parallel play, like two people absorbed in separate screens while sharing space. This creates a unique loneliness, being alone while together, often mirroring experiences with physically present but emotionally distant caregivers. This disconnect has intensified in our digital age, where screens create invisible barriers between partners. Relationship boredom is more complex than it appears, often masking deeper issues. When we're bored, it's typically due to inattentiveness and operating on autopilot with our partners, manifesting in superficial interactions where we nod along without truly engaging. The solution isn't seeking more activities, but becoming more present, looking closely, listening deeply, and maintaining genuine attention. Most relationship problems stem from partners stopping their efforts to deeply understand each other. Being an expert on your partner, their stress responses, emotional triggers, and dreams prevents conflict and strengthens connection. Great sex is more about connection and presence than technique or performance. While early relationship passion is heightened by neurochemicals that mask our baseline tendencies, these eventually fade, leading to potential disappointment when comparing current experiences to early courtship. Flow, a state of relaxed, focused attention without self-consciousness, is crucial for fulfilling sexual experiences. Many couples miss this by fixating on performance or goals like orgasm. True lovemaking requires presence and attention to each other rather than achievement-oriented thinking. Sexual issues often start as small misunderstandings that grow through avoidance. The solution lies in addressing problems through brief, well-timed conversations when both partners are receptive, focusing on one aspect at a time and remaining sensitive to each other's stress levels. Secure functioning offers the path to a lasting relationship where partners operate as equal shareholders with identical stakes in the outcome. This approach requires playing fair, making proper amends when needed, and creating shared principles that supersede individual impulses and temporary emotions. While human nature tends toward blame-shifting and self-protective behaviors, secure functioning asks us to transcend these tendencies in our key relationships. In doing so, we become more emotionally intelligent and better equipped to handle life's complexities. The relationship becomes what both partners believe it to be. When couples commit to creating a secure functioning partnership based on fairness, justice, and sensitivity to each other's needs, they build something remarkably resilient. This secure base not only withstands life's challenges, but nurtures personal growth, joy, and deepening connection over time. To improve communication, check understanding with phrases like, "Are you saying?" and provide quick explanations to prevent negative interpretations. Maintain eye contact during difficult conversations, as facial expressions reveal thoughts and feelings. Slow down when tensions rise to allow the brain's error correction systems to function properly. Transparency is essential in managing thirds. Partners should lead together, creating a secure foundation rather than restrictions. Protecting each other in public and private is crucial. Betrayal occurs when one partner is undermined in front of others. The couple bubble concept means actively shielding each other from external threats, including self-imposed ones. Stress hormones triggered by perceived threats impair rational thinking and empathy. Develop a co-regulatory system where partners monitor each other's comfort levels during challenging conversations. Take all partner concerns seriously, whether internal or external to the relationship, to build trust and security. Relationship governance principles should start with we, use clear language, remain non-negotiable once established, and focus on specific behaviors. Examples like "we put our relationship first" and "we protect each other in public and private" serve as the relationship's operating system, guiding behavior and conflict resolution.